Hey, welcome to iTunes U at the University of Washington. My name is Seth Tai, and I will be speaking on the topic of service learning here at the UW. English 121 classes have introduced a program of service learning, which is where students can collaboratively work together with organizations and nonprofits to make a positive impact in society. My partner, Ainsley, and I have each produced 3 podcasts thus far on this notion of service learning. And though the ways of portraying ideas are somewhat different, some concepts resonate between us. Although some may believe that it is their duty to impose their morals, beliefs, and lifestyles upon others in society, even when their standard of living is deemed respectable in the culture, it is not their place and obligation to do so. Everyone is unique. Not all people have had the same chance to be raised in the style in which you were raised, be it good or bad. According to Ainsley's first podcast, she stated that she can't assume she knows everything, and that many of these kids at the Boys and Girls Club do not come from affluent backgrounds, so she must help without hurting them. We must remember that if you are going to volunteer or service learn, we are entering their lives and their homes. Since Ainsley and I are volunteering at the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club, one could say that we are intruding into their space. Who are we to judge their way of life and their ethics? Provocative articles by Illich and Cruz titled To Hell with Good Intentions and A Challenge to the Notion of Service, respectively, oppose each other in the benefits of service learning. As stated in my second podcast at the Boys and Girls Club, I want to learn from the kids and have the kids learn from me. The Boys and Girls Club seems to be a very positive place to be. Ainsley describes her experience as happy chaos with a lot of spunk in her second podcast. This seems to show that the club has an upbeat atmosphere, though stressful and disorderly at times. Each child has such a different background that it would take hundreds of thousands of pages to fully comprehend what each child has been through in their life so far. The way they are raised and how different their experiences are in comparison to Ainsley are dramatic. Some look at things from a whole different angle. Each child's guardian or parent chooses a way to raise their own child, and it is their right to do so. Volunteers cannot suddenly come into a child's life and radically change who they are. Making a positive impact doesn't always mean commanding these kids around and telling them what is right and what is wrong. When a parent or guardian comes to a club to pick up their child, would they enjoy seeing a volunteer who they barely know instruct their child on morality and beliefs? Most likely not. We are not their parents. I believe that our relationship with the kids should be more of a big brother or big sister kind of thing, as said in my third podcast. What do big brothers or big sisters do? They listen to their siblings and sometimes offer advice. They are there to talk to the kids and have fun. They can bring happiness and get siblings through tough times. This is exactly what service learners should do in this case at the Boys and Girls Club. I stated in my second podcast that this Boys and Girls Club had different demographics than what I was used to. Since I grew up in a suburb to Seattle, which is an urban city, things are somewhat different, be it the way people act or their mode of living. It is not right for a person to waltz on in to another place and disturb the peace. Things are different because you are in a different culture and way of living. Just because one person thinks it is wrong or weird to do something doesn't mean it is unusual to all the people. An example to this is in Ainsley's third podcast, which describes a girl who had to leave the movie theater after watching part of a film with her parent. The film was Untraceable, which is not a light movie. It definitely has its scary parts, which is why it is rated R. For grisly violence and torture. Ainsley was shocked that a parent would bring their little girl to this film when her parents didn't even let her watch Power Rangers. I agree with Ainsley that even in my soul life, I would not allow my child to go with me to watch this film. However, it is probably not our place to say if it's right, they're right or not. Ainsley goes on to say that it reminded her of different styles of being raised, and the importance of being raised and how parents are. This is probably why it is valuable to know the backgrounds of children. The parent/guardian chooses the way they want to raise their child, and it definitely is not a volunteer's place to change or criticize that. In fact, I remember that my parents took me to R-rated films when I was very young, such as Saving Private Ryan. The way a child is raised can affect them for the rest of their lives. A parent or guardian who sees the child each day has the right to raise their child the way they see fit. Volunteers who come once, twice, or maybe even three times a week for 3 months during a year have no right to barge in and suddenly impose their values upon these people. Service learning is made so that collaborative work can be done and a positive impact can be made on society. The next time you think you need to change the way someone thinks or the way someone lives, think twice.